Page 26. Exercise D. Listen for main ideas.
Take a look at this photo. It shows the Maldives Islands, the lowest, flattest country on Earth. The Maldives are in the warm waters of the Indian Ocean. More than 1 million tourists visit the Maldives every year. In our class, we've talked a lot about climate change, but many people are getting kind of tired of the topic. Why aren't we taking it seriously? Maybe because most of the impact of climate change is in the future. It's easy not to think about the effects, but to the people of the Maldives, the effects are already very real. Most of the Maldives are barely above sea level, just about 7 feet. Any increase in the sea level could lead to dangerous floods. So the government took 3 steps to protect the country and its population. First, the government built an 11.5-foot-high wall around Malé, the country's capital. The wall gave the city some protection from a tsunami in 2004. But there was still a lot of flooding. 88 people died, and more than 10,000 people lost their homes as a result of the floods. But without the wall, it would have been much worse. Scientists predict that global warming will cause the sea level to rise between 3 and 5 feet by the end of this century. Next time, the people of Malé may not be so lucky. But the Maldivian government is not waiting for the next tsunami. It has built an artificial island about 10 feet above sea level. The island has a hospital, schools, shops, and homes. The government hopes that one day in the future, more than 100,000 people will live there. Maldivian President Mohamed Nasheed knows that he cannot protect his country by himself. Because he wanted to get the world's attention, Nasheed held the world's first underwater governmental meeting. In the meeting, Maldivian leaders signed a document pleading with world leaders to work together against climate change. However, it was mostly a symbolic action and may not result in much change. The Maldives will be the first to feel the impact of climate change. For these islands, even a small change in sea level may have serious consequences. But what if all the ice melted? This was a question the folks at National Geographic recently asked. Naturally, the sea level would go up, and by a lot. Scientists predict that it would rise by about 216 feet, about the height of a 20-story building. What would our world look like with all that extra seawater? This map shows that it would be very, very different. For one thing, the Maldives would be gone forever. This map shows what part of Asia might look like if all the ice melted. In China, cities on the coast, home to 600 million people today, would disappear. These predictions may seem dramatic. All of our ice is probably not going to melt, at least not soon. At its current rate, scientists think that it would take about 5,000 years. However, we are already seeing the effects of higher sea levels. These changes have real consequences for ordinary people like us.